USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Several more people close to President Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. The president's former longtime advisor, Kellyanne Conway, tweeted that she tested positive late last night. There's also word that the president's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, tested positive for COVID-19 as well. The campaign said the 42-year-old experienced mild flu-like symptoms and has gone into quarantine. He's expected to continue working from home. Stepien was on Air Force One with the president and other aides, including Hope Hicks, as they flew to the presidential debate in Cleveland on Tuesday. For his part, the president is reportedly resting comfortably at the Walter Reed Military Medical Center in Maryland. He thanked people for their support on Twitter before flying on Marine One.
I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The grand jury recordings in the Breonna Taylor case dropped on Friday. Taylor was killed during a police raid while she was sleeping in her bed earlier this year, but no officers were charged directly for her death. The Office of Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron released the files for the proceedings, which took place between September 21st and September 23rd, when the grand jury decision was announced. The files were ordered released by the judge presiding over the case of former Detective Brett Hankinson, the only officer charged in the case. Hankinson pleaded not guilty to the charge of wanton endangerment. The release comes as Yvette Gentry has begun to take the reins of the Louisville Metro Police Department on an interim basis. She spoke to CBSN about rebuilding trust in the community.
I think it starts with me, and I hate to hear that they've lost confidence overall, but I understand. You know, I understand kind of where we are in this moment in time with everything that has taken place. But I think it starts with me, leading by example and being a woman of my word.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants airlines to halt planned furloughs, anticipating that an agreement that includes relief for the industry will happen in the next round of economic stimulus talks with the White House. The details from USA's Wendy King.
Pelosi told MSNBC she hopes President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis will help open Republicans to seeing the Democrat side in the negotiations. Pelosi has locked horns with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for weeks over a new line of stimulus funding to help those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats passed their latest version of the HEROES Act on Thursday, which provides $2.2 trillion in aid, about $1 trillion less than their first version of the bill, which was passed in May. The bill includes restarting $600 in weekly unemployment benefits through January and a second round of $1,200 payments mailed to Americans, as well as a $500 check for dependents. It also sets aside $182 billion for grade schools, $39 billion for post-secondary institutions, $57 billion for child care support, and would add funds to the Paycheck Protection Program. It also sets aside $25 billion for airlines whose funding under the previous CARES Act expired. She said the full Congress will either pass a comprehensive stimulus package or the House will approve standalone legislation helping the airlines.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.